Sisterly Shenanigans by Lady Garden. So, how long will you be at that conference, Kay? My darling wife asks as I prepare to depart for the airport.
Well, if all goes well, only 4 days this time.
I'll be glad when this travel season for your company is over. I hate these separations, honey. It gets so lonely and quiet around here.
I know. I'm sorry, babe. I will think about you a lot. I always do, I assure her.
Yep, you're in my heart, my kindred and love.
Maybe we can partake in some hot phone sex tonight.
Her eyes brighten. I'd love that. I love the challenge of getting you off on the phone.
I know. You are most gifted in that department, Kay. As I've always said, you are blessed with exceptional oral presentation skills.
I give her a wink with the compliment. Aw, thank you. As they say, it's always better to give than to receive. Kay chuckles. So, I guess you gotta go catch that plane, huh?
Yep, traffic this time of day will be backing up more by the minute.
Joined by our souls, spirits, and bodies in holy matrimony by the Lord above, and sad at our imminent separation, we warmly embrace and kiss. I step back, and we gently stroke each other's cheeks while gazing deeply into one another's eyes. Then we hug again, even tighter this time. Our two souls meld to honor and cherish one another, to have and to hold. Oh, real fast! Kay breaks away from me and heads out of the front hall. Wait one quick second. I forgot to give you something for your trip. Be right back, sweetheart. Hold on.
Ooh, a little gift for the trip.
I smile, wondering what she has for me. Hope she doesn't take too long. I really need to hit the road soon. Hold on, Kay. Hold on. I'm coming.
Kay's voice grows fainter before she heads back toward me.
I'm coming, love.
You like it when I say I'm coming, don't you, husband? You dirty boy.
Turning the corner and proudly strolling into the living room, Kay greets me with her best Cockney dialect.
Well, hello, Governor. How's it going, lad?
My blushing bride is not blushing.
Instead, she stands stark naked before me in all her feminine glory. Her beautiful breasts, on full display, bounce as she subtly struts toward me. In that split second, I hear George Harrison playing in my head.
Something in the way she moves.
Now what is she up to? I've got a plane to catch. What is that little item in her hand? Is that my crystal decanter? She knows that's where I keep my personal stash of hard candy. What is she doing?
Surprise, Kay! Two things for my hot world traveler to remember me by before you leave me for the next 96 hours. First,
much to my surprise, Kay drops to her knees as I'm standing with my back to our front door. She unzips my fly with her teeth, peels down my black boxers, and pulls out a rapidly growing dick. What's gotten into her today?
Whatever it is, I'm not complaining, but I might soon be in jeopardy of missing this upcoming flight.
I couldn't let you leave, my beloved, without also saying goodbye and kissing the second most important man in my life. My dear special friend. Mr. Happy looks very pleased to see me, doesn't he? And with that, my dear Kay starts licking the entire length of my shaft with the tip of her hot tongue while cupping my tender, hairless balls in the palm of her little hand. You taste so manly and salty, Kay. I know you have to go soon. So I'll be quick. Oh, look how quickly Mr. Happy came to attention. I love him. I really do. At ease, as you were, soldier.
Kay rapidly picks up the pace, and I feel my member throbbing in her mouth as she devours me, sliding my manhood down her throat, pressing her nose into my pubes. Expertly, she holds me in place with her mouth and teeth, while her nails dig into the cheeks of my ass. She brings me ever closer to the edge. This feels wonderful. Looking me square in the eye with that confident air of raw feminine sexuality, Kay slowly withdraws, creating a loud smack that resembles the sound of a hot woman sensuously enjoying a lollipop. Without warning, Kay spits right onto my cock, a full wet load. Her saliva drips from her mouth in strands. Wow, that's something new, and I like it. Didn't see that coming. Up and down she goes, impaling her throat on me while increasing the pace. She's not bobbing for apples. She's bobbing for cock. My cock. What is that, my love? I love the sweet taste of your pre-cum. I can tell you're getting close. It feels so good down my throat, Kay. I can't get enough of this nice, juicy tube steak. After a few more minutes of this bliss, she lets me plop out of her mouth and starts rapidly pumping me with both hands. She spits onto my cock again to make a nice, slimy mess, then delicately takes my balls into her hot little mouth. As she sucks gently and swishes them around in her mouth like a giant pair of marbles, I hear contented little moans escaping her mouth. I know with her pumping my dick and sucking my balls, I won't last long. Damn, girl. Next, she slowly drools her saliva onto my throbbing penis. Primal, very primal. We both watch in awe as it coats me. I'm about to blow. Without warning, our doorbell rings. What the hell? Not right now. Not when I'm about to blow my load down my wife's throat. Through muffled moans, I drain my balls twice into my wife's mouth. Down her throat. Did she just gag? It never happens. Kay swallowed all she could this time. Nearly every last drop of my hot spew. Then she starts speaking gibberish. I can't understand a word of it, but I know that the person on the other side of the door can.
Isay, airway afhe uye inbe. Earway almost way unde earhe.
Translation?
Sis, where have you been? We're almost done here.
The conversation continues in the special code.
Sorry, Kay, I got stuck in traffic. Are you with Ken right now? What do you think, sis? Are you naked?
Of course. I can't wait to see the look on his face.
Me either. Okay, hold on. I'll be right out.
He tastes so good.
Did you jack him off yet? Did he shoot? Kay, that is so hot.
I recognize the voice coming from outside. That's her crazy sister.
What does she want?
Regardless, the sound of the two of them conversing in that secret language always turns me on. Kay once told me they've been doing that since they were kids. Are they talking about me, I wonder? They're speaking loudly in order to hear each other through our front door.
Epye ye say, ihe aidme ime agge istwe.
Or, yep, sis, he made me gag twice. Wow, Kay, that's not like you.
Do you need my help?
Ha ha, no. I recovered quite well, you will be glad to know.
Okay, but still, he made you choke. Must have been quite a load, am I right?
Well, sis, let's just say when he was done, I couldn't swallow it all down. Some of it dribbled down my chin. In between sentences, Kay licks me clean. Then I quickly pull up my slacks and tuck in my shirt. Carefully, I inspect for any unwelcome stains. Good, I don't see any vestiges of what just transpired. Opening the door, Kay welcomes her sister.
I hope no one's walking their dog outside our house at the moment, because my wife, Kay, remains totally naked.
Hey, sis, good to see you. Come on in, give me a smooch, girl. Kay plants one on her sister's lips, emitting a loud smack. Mwah! Then her sister enters our home, a big grin on her face.
Hey, sis, I say, by way of welcome.
Hey, Ken. For some reason, she's the only person who never addresses me as Kay. I thought you were leaving today. What took you two so long to answer the door? She asks with a mischievous look in her eyes.
Sorry, sis, I have my hands full.
Oh my god, she knows, doesn't she? How did she figure that out so quickly? These sisters are eerily psychic. I swear they can read each other's thoughts and emotions.
Anyway, I was, just leaving. Got a plane to catch. Here, give me a big hug and kiss before I go, Kay.
Kay starts toward me, then stoops to retrieve the item she placed on the floor earlier.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Here's something for you to take with you. Feel free to place it on your bedside table at the hotel. Sis helped me with it. We thought you might enjoy this special travel memento.
Kay hands me the little decanter that I keep on the desk in my study. It's a small square crystal dish and lid. She and Sis are beaming. I look inside.
What is that she's got in there? That's not candy. It's full of... What the...
Well, honey, what do you think? You like? My favorite little candy jar is full of hair.
Why is she handing me a jar of hair?
Say something, Kay. Do you like it? Now you'll have me with you for the entire trip, courtesy of Sis and I.
Actually, it was her idea.
I'm speechless. After all these years together, nothing should surprise me with these two. Nothing.
Last night, before you came home, Sis came over. After I had a nice hot shower, she trimmed my bush for you and placed my pubes into your favorite treat tray. So here, now you have a little jar full of remnants of my lady garden to accompany you on your trip. But don't worry, as you can see, there's still plenty to come home to. I sure do love you, Kay. Here, give me a big hug and kiss before you go. Please text me when you land. I love you, my dear husband.
While my head spins at what just transpired, the two of them continue to beam. Kay stands there naked, but Sis is dressed in one of her navy blue power dresses, nylons, and pumps. She has her shoulder-length, highlighted brunette hair pulled back. It's easy to tell they're sisters. They both have an arm wrapped around each other's shoulders.
I love you, Kay.
And yes, you too, Sis.
Love you too, Ken.
I quickly plant a chaste peck on Sis's lips before heading out the door. Sis returns the peck. We usually greet one another in this manner and say we love each other. She is my sister-in-law, after all. And I do love her as my wife's sister. Nothing more, nothing less. Standard procedure since practically day one. I sure hope nobody sees Kay's parting gift.
Kay left to catch his plane, dear readers, so I guess I'll have to tell you what comes next.
So you were able to finish him off before I arrived? My sister asks again.
Oh, yes, sis. I was finishing just as you rang the doorbell.
Your timing is impeccable, as always.
Here, come on in the living room. Want anything to drink?
Long Island iced tea, please. I gotta get out of this dress and heels. My feet are killing me.
Go ahead. You know the drill, sis.
So, have you thought of some cool scenarios for Kay? I've been tossing some ideas around in my mind, too.
How long has he gone again?
4 days. So we have plenty of time. And you're off the rest of the day? As I mixed her drink, I grinned at the thought of surprising Kay again.
Yep, and I put the phone on Do Not Disturb.
They can get by without me the rest of the day. Ah, that's much better. The highlight of each day is freeing these tits from my bra. They can breathe again. Lovely.
Here you go, sis, just the way you like it.
As I come near to hand her the tea glass, I stop short. Whoa, when did that happen? I got a wild hair in the bath last night after getting home from your house. Sis leans forward to take the drink from my hand. I thought I'd give it a try and see what it's like, how it feels.
Damn, sis, all these years together, I can't remember ever seeing you totally bald down there.
Not since we were kids, anyway. Even though we did develop early, didn't we? I chuckle.
Oh, let's not relive those unhappy years of tormenting, taunting, and titty twisters.
Like this?
Ouch!
No fair, Kay. So tell me, what's it like to be so smooth down there? A lot different?
Well, my feelings are mixed. The jury's still out, of course. But yes, it feels totally opposite from what I'm accustomed to. I can't get over how shiny it is, and even more sensitive, which is nice.
Apparently, you, I, and Mom come from a long line of furry women.
I like the smoothness, but I'm more cognizant now of getting cold, especially waking this morning.
I kind of want to see how long it takes to grow back to full combat readiness, so to speak. Sis chuckled.
Oh, that's funny. You remember when we used to compare ourselves to one another? Seeing who had the biggest boobs, the biggest bush. I guess I win now.
Sis laughed. How can I forget those memories, Kay? Just one of the many reasons I love you, my dear sister. Come here and give me a hug, you crazy chick. And for a brief yet sincere moment, both naked and unashamed, we warmly embrace as only sisters can do. No sex, nothing perverse, rather pure sibling love. I love you, Kay, and I love you, sis. We share a quick peck on the lips before breaking from our embrace and settling down to continue our conversation about Kay.
So, I was thinking, what can we do this time to really get your dear husband all hot and bothered in his hotel room tomorrow night? I mean, we have set the bar rather high, wouldn't you say?
I lie down on the couch facing Sis, who leans back in the recliner and extends her long legs. I couldn't help but giggle.
Oh, we certainly have, Sis. We certainly have. Which one stands out in your mind?
Let me think for a second. Sis racks her brain, her right hand trailing absently down her thigh. I jump in with a memory of my own.
Remember that time you tied me up naked to the tree in the backyard, and I got a little sunburned because he got off late from work? I was bound to the trunk for quite a while, remember?
You got called back into the office for an emergency and had to leave me alone out there, but we thought Kay would be home soon. Thank goodness you convinced me to let you apply the sunblock. I would have really burned had you not been so careful and thorough with it. And the blindfold helped protect the areas around my eyes.
Sis chuckles at the memory. How could I forget that escapade, Kay? That was fun, all right.
You didn't think much sunblock was needed, yet something inside kept telling me to be generous with it.
Oh, sis, I'm so glad you did. But it's a good thing the neighbors didn't see us. You know what they would have thought.
Sis guffaws. Now that would have been funny, Kay.
And when Kay finally got home and found me tied there, he was so turned on he would have screwed me to death if I wasn't sunburned. But without all the sunblock you applied, I would have been in bigger trouble. Thanks again for looking out for me back then, sis.
My pleasure, Kay. Someone has to protect you from yourself.
Now, I just thought of a new scenario for your hubby. What do you think about this stunt?
After Sis explains her idea, I burst out laughing.
Yes, yes, oh Sis, you're a genius. That's brilliant. Let's do it.
And with that, joining hands, we head upstairs to the bedroom, giggling like schoolgirls the entire way. Sitting in my window seat, 40,000 feet in the air, I reach down into my carry-on and pull out Kay's lovely parting gift, smiling to myself. What the hell inspired my wife to trim her pubes and present them to me like this, in my favorite little decanter? Gotta give her credit, though. That's quite a bumper crop. I couldn't even tell she trimmed her bush that much while seeing her naked at the door this afternoon. Probably her crazy sister's idea. I don't know about those two.
Must have been their upbringing.
Excuse me, sir, the man in the aisle seat speaks up. That is a beautiful container you're holding. Is it an antique? I'm a collector. May I please see it? I flop down onto the king-size bed, face first. Ow, that hurt my tits.
Serves you right for pinching my nips earlier.
Okay, now, lay still and let me get you ready, Kay. Just relax and let me do the rest.
I've always trusted you, sis.
And that was your first mistake, sis jokes, before slapping me hard on my bare ass. Hey, careful now. I'm a delicate flower. A few minutes later. Okay, ready? Here we go. I'm recording in 3, 2, 1, go. Lying face down on my bed, I remain naked, bound from head to toe, arms extended down by my sides. There's a gag in my mouth, and my chin rests over the edge of the bed, allowing me to look directly into my sister's camera. After slowly panning down my entire nude form from top to bottom and back to the top, Sis reaches for a lit candle and holds it mere inches from my face. I try to look frightened, shaking my head no and mumbling through the gag in my mouth. I pretend to struggle against my bonds to no avail. Muffled gasps escape from my throat as beads of hot melted candle wax drip from several feet up onto my bare bottom. With each splash of the hot wax, my entire body quivers. My breathing rapidly increases. Still recording, Sis walks back to my face and captures my pleading eyes while I shake my head from side to side. I emit a muffled scream when Sis takes hold of a larger candle, again showing it to me before walking to the back of the bed. Slowly, Sis brings her camera into focus, nicely framing my naked body. My big ass and side boobage spilling out from my torso dominate the shot. While I moan, struggling against my restraints and mumbling fearful sounds, Sis makes me wait in anticipation. She wants the scene to be dramatic. Minutes creep by. Nothing happens. Nothing. The tension mounts. Suddenly, my entire body convulses. I throw back my head and let out a muffled scream as several droplets of hot wax trickle down the crack of my ass and make their way to my sensitive lips and clit. I roll from side to side on the bed, reacting to the hot wax on my most delicate lady parts. Sis continues recording. Letting the mild pain subside, she pauses before carefully dripping candle wax upon the back of my foot, calf, upper thigh, and lower back. I keep struggling against my restraints, moaning loudly through my gag. Sis walks around and records my contorting face, all red and sweating at the brow, with perhaps a tear or two running down my cheeks. My eyes plead to the camera lens. Man, I'm good at this. Carefully balancing the camera and me, Sis rolls me over onto my back, making sure to keep me on the bath towels she earlier placed on top of the sheets. I'm fully aware of the tremendous turn-on this little escapade will provide my husband when he sees it in a couple of days. The thought brings a smile to my face. Until another round of hot dripping wax finds its mark. First my throat, my chin, my shoulder, the bare flesh between my breasts. My body springs upward with each drip as Sis carefully times them. Sis perfectly records the raw reactions of my body as the candle wax drips onto my nipples, tummy, and bush. It's hard for her to guide the wax due to my constant movement back and forth. My flesh is polka-dotted with little circles of cooling wax. Sis pans the camera from my knees up to my face. I'm spent, lying there very still, sweaty, still breathing heavily. My eyes close. Slightly bending down, Sis carefully removes the gag from my mouth and gently smooths strands of hair away from my cheeks and eyes. As if right on cue, I open my eyes and look straight into the camera. A sweet, gentle smile forms on my face
as my breathing slowly returns to normal. I hope you enjoyed our little surprise tonight, honey. I love you very much and can't live without you, my love. Feel free to watch this vignette as many times as you wish. Just make sure you keep this thumb drive in a very safe place. Be safe and alert, honey. Oh, one more thing. Are you enjoying your decanter? Hurry home. I love you. Shutting off the camera and helping untie me, Sis bets me Ken is going to love the video. She tells me she hopes he knows he's a very lucky man to have me go to these extremes to excite him while he's away. We love each other more than anyone else she knows, she says. Tears of love form in Sis's eyes as she looks down at me, her dear sister. Bending down, she quickly places a brief, gentle smack on my lips before hugging me. Love you, Kay. Love you too, Sis.